John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Michael and I leave our Christian names and identities in the 21st century, and we assume our Roman names, equestrian. He is Germanicus, I am Caius. We're on the banks of the Thames. It's 90 AD. We don't miss the Republic. In fact, we're happy with our emperor. He's semi-divine. He doesn't bother us. We're thousands of miles from Rome. Let them have their backstabbing ways and their togas. We're happy. We're the middle class. We don't work. We philosophize. And part of our philosophy is, why should we miss the Republic? The empire does fine by us. We do fine by the empire. And here's my puzzle, Michael. If we don't miss the Republic, the cancel culture. The cancel culture reminds me now and again of Cato the Younger, always condemning everybody. He was a member of the Senate. He was an optimatus. He descended from the famous Cato, Cartago delenda est Cato. But he's always condemning everybody as falling away from the ideals of the original Roman Republic, as compromised by wealth, by corruption, by degeneracy. He was making accusations all the time. He presented himself as the perfect Roman. Eventually, we know, he would commit suicide after the victory of one of Caesar's armies on North Africa. And he would be celebrated by our founding fathers, George Washington and his kin, because they always admired Cato. Always. He was the noble Republican. Michael, is that cancel culture? Is cancel culture our Cato? It occurred to me while I was reading Cato this last week.
The cancel culture is a response to American decline. And by that, I don't mean decline necessarily in the quantitative indices of power, but a decline in confidence, a decline in belief, in motivation, and most of all, in a sense of belief that the future is yours.
Right, virtue, we deserve it because we're virtuous. That's what Cato believed. And Cato believed everybody around him had lost the mission. I'm trying to be benign here, Michael. I'm not trying to point fingers.
No.
I'm looking for a cycle.
Well, the cycle here is that in decline, you have new religious venues, new religious visions emerge that promise a renewal of virtue. And those visions can be renewing. They can completely inject new energy into the society. That's why you have these cycles of elites. But they can also be, as it were, a kind of faith false flag, in the sense that there is a desperate desire to find true virtue, to reconnect with the values and the qualities of one's ancestors.
That would be the Green New Deal, yes? I mean, the virtue of saving the planet by turning off fossil fuels.
The Green New Deal is a new restatement of the original American mission. It's a reconsideration or recreation, and a desperate one, of American exceptionalism. And the entire Church of Woke is in many ways an attempt, like the past religious revivals in America, the Great Awakenings or the Great Awokenings, it is an attempt to say that we're not used up, that we can find the greatness within us once again and get right with the divine. The problem is that it is, in its current incarnation, the Church of Woke and all of its virtue signaling and its cancel culture is entirely pessimistic, is entirely self-devouring, and intent on proving virtue through a kind of ravenous predation. And in that sense, it's eating its own. And there is no authentic renewal vision yet that will provide new energy. And in this sense, you know, Rome...
We have less than a minute, Michael, less than a minute.
Rome was able to renew itself ultimately in its final cycle. through Christianity. Because Christianity provided a path for the elites to reconnect with the people. And you know, in the Latin West, that was Catholic Church
right. And
the people. And that is not what's going on today. This is, as I said, a self-devouring movement, and we have yet to see the face of the new American mission.
Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, we will continue to pursue the question, are we now in a civil war, without knowing we won't answer it, knowing that. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.